This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Trump administration has begun sending out stimulus payments of up to $600 to millions of Americans. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the government would begin the process of mailing out paper checks today as lawmakers continue to argue over the $2,000 payments for Americans making less than $75,000 a year. A San Bernardino police officer was wounded Tuesday afternoon while attempting to arrest a homicide suspect in Southern California. The suspect later died after an exchange of gunfire. Police officers were trying to arrest the homicide suspect when the shooting occurred. The suspect was wanted in connection with the slaying that occurred earlier this year. The fugitive, accused of opening fire on a Pennsylvania police officer while handcuffed, was caught Tuesday following a 9-day manhunt. U.S. Marshals captured Kobe Francis in an apartment complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia, around 6 p.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Department of Justice closed the high-profile civil rights investigation into the killing of Tamir Rice without bringing charges. Rice, a 12-year-old, was carrying a pellet gun when he was shot by a Cleveland police officer in 2014. Investigators said the toy was indistinguishable from a real .45 Colt semi-automatic pistol. Here's more on the COVID-19 vaccine.
The CDC issuing new guidance for when people with underlying health conditions can receive a COVID-19 vaccine. They say any vaccine that has been approved by the FDA may be administered to people with underlying medical conditions as long as they don't have a severe allergic reaction to any of the ingredients in the drug. Rollout of the vaccine has been less than stellar in some states, to which Ajit Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The issue here in my mind is twofold. There's a little bit of getting the vaccines to states, but the biggest problem is getting the vaccines from the states into people's arms. There's a lot of steps, and there just hasn't been much planning. There hasn't been much investment.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks in California are not happy with the actions of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom during the pandemic. The efforts to recall Newsom is getting support in the form of big money. USA Radio News Dan Naraki reports.
An effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom over his coronavirus restrictions received a large financial boost Tuesday from an Orange County firm. The campaign received a $500,000 donation from an Irvine-based consulting firm. California Congressman-elect Daryl Issa says Newsom needs to take the effort seriously. He tells Fox News that people are fed up with his restrictions, especially when he won't follow them himself.
It can happen. It can only happen if the governor continues to go in the wrong direction. There's an old expression, if you want to get to the wrong place, keep going in the wrong direction. And, you know, at any time, he could choose to start empowering businesses rather than ordering them shut down. Tonight, I went to a restaurant that was open because most of our restaurants are open. They're observing social distancing, but they've had enough of his orders when, in fact, he doesn't even believe in them himself. And as you said, he goes to a very expensive restaurant with a lot of people and no mask, and then tells businesses they have to shut down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Newsom has been the Golden State's governor for about a year. His resume also includes California Lieutenant Governor and Mayor of San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, America is seeing the other side of the coin. Kind of interesting, huh? 4 years ago, deja vu one more time. We have an election. Of course, this one comes with some exception, but there are some similarities. You know, half of the country thinks the other guy should have won. You know, of course, this one is fraught with all kinds of voter fraud, where the last time it was the Democrats suggesting that there was outside interference. But this time it seems the interference might have been more domestic. And I don't blame you for being confused about this, especially when the president's legal team has been saying that they have, you know, evidence that it's just the way it's going to come upon the people. It's going to be epic. It's going to be biblical. And here we are in suspended animation. Rick Gates joins us now. Rick, of course, is the former deputy campaign chair for Trump and author of Wicked Game, an insider story on how Trump won. Rick, I got to imagine on this new book, in light of what we've been seeing now, I mean, this is like something I've never seen before. I mean, this is like extremes, is it not?
Absolutely, and it's fascinating to watch this democratic process unfold. Obviously, given the closeness of the race and the fact that the Dems thought it was going to be a blue wave, and that did not materialize, has created a huge chasm of looking at voter fraud, you know, across the country. And, and, you know, while we may not see systemic fraud or, you know, the amount of information that, you know, some of the Trump team's lawyers are indicating that has occurred and will provide evidence in the, in those lawsuits, I think it's extremely important for the American people to see, because as you noted at the very beginning, more than half this country, you know, voted for Donald Trump. You're a little under half the voters, you know, almost 74 million voters, second highest of any presidential candidate in the history of our country. And when you look at that, and now a poll just came out today with about 80% of those polled believe that there was fraud in the election. That is a significant message, and it's a concern that as any American, we never want to accept a result that has been tainted with fraud or you know, willful acts of misdeeds related to voting.
Well, this has been quite obvious on so many levels. I mean, you have to suspend reason to think that there isn't. And this is why everyday Americans, and you have such a high percentage, a majority of Americans saying, you know, this thing was fixed, because you've got ballots that were only written or, you know, the oval was filled in for Joe Biden only, no downline stuff. And so that's obvious. Otherwise, there might have been a blue wave had they had the time to fill out the rest of the ballot. But when they only filled that in, I mean, how often, I mean, when have we ever talked about a ballot just being, you know, with such numbers being filled in just for the president? This is unprecedented, just that in and of itself.
Well, look, the president, you know, in July of 2020, actually, you know, said, hey, look, I mean, there are a number of issues with these mail-in ballots in particular. We really got to look at these, and this election can be stolen. And he was absolutely right, because the mail-in ballots provide the greatest opportunity for fraud, as we have seen.
And they've done studies on this before, Rick. It wasn't like something new. I mean, you go back a couple of decades. I can't remember exactly who was in charge, but they did extensive studies on mail-in voting, and they said this is going to be fraught. They determined with this study, you know, they spent the people's money to do this, but now they wanted to ignore it this time around because this seemed to fulfill the narrative, or at least fulfill the strategy of the Democratic Party.
Well, sure. It not only fulfilled their narrative, but it gave them, you know, a alleged victory, you know, for Joe Biden, which, you know, across the board, you know, look, one of the biggest problems, Bill, is that we had such a massive number of people turn out to vote in this election, which is a great, you know, sign for democracy. At the same token, the Democrats were very well aware of that fact and were able to leverage and use the mail-in ballot to, you know, look at changing votes, you know, in certain states. I mean, some of these vote totals, you know, still the anomalies don't make sense.
Right. But when you've got more votes than people in the state, yes, I mean, some obvious things like that. I mean, we can say, all right, this was the largest turnout in voter history. But, you know, the other question remains is how many real people behind each vote was there? How much fudging had taken place, especially in some states where you got, or in some counties, 20% more than the people that reside there?
Yeah, exactly. And some of the percentages of voter turnout were just, you know, they don't even make sense. I mean, in Wisconsin, Michigan counties, you know, having as much as, you know, 250% voter turnout. I mean, come on, that is just absolutely fraudulent. And this is where, unfortunately, you know, because of the way our Constitution is written, you know, President Trump is under a clock and the time keeps ticking away. And there's no doubt that, you know, 3, 4, 6 months from now, you're going to see just massive evidence of fraud in various states. But the problem is we've got to do it within, you know, really the next 2.5 weeks in order for it to be considered and evaluated. And so the clock is against us, no question. Right.
Rick, the thing that's disgusting is they even say, I mean, they said now, I've never heard this said before, and I don't know what I was missing, but, you know, suddenly when we're talking about voter fraud, they go, well, if the truth be known, Richard Nixon actually beat JFK, but there was voter fraud, and that's how JFK won. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? From 1960, I mean, you know, to now, I mean, 50-some years later, we're admitting that voter fraud took place. And, of course, people in some areas, like my good friend down in Broward County who, you know, cut his teeth with Democratic politics and the machine in Chicago, you know, he always said, well, they never finished the vote until they got the cemetery vote. And, you know, and it's just all casual. It's just expected. But we've been very laissez-faire about this, and now here we are, and it's like the Democratic machine. And it is the Democratic machine, because I don't see where the Republicans have done this. I mean, it obviously comes out of their camp, and, you know, here they perpetrate this upon the people. They put into crisis the institutions that we're supposed to trust in, Rick, and what they want us to do is they want us just to turn a blind eye and accept it. If you don't accept it, you know, you're going to pay a price. We're going to come after you one way or another. I mean, like this show, I mean, we're you know, the target. We will continue to be the target because we're going to pursue the truth on this. And guess what? The truth is something that they rather would not have anybody talk about.
Look, there's been fraud in our elections for decades. And to your point, we as Americans have never really cared about it because it's never had a significant impact you know, on the election. I mean, the last time it really came to bear was in 2000. That was only in one state, you know. And so in this case, in the 2020 election, the amount of fraud, and look, here's the part that I think Democrats are starting to move to is this, that they want to see systemic fraud. Forget the systemic fraud. Stop putting nuances to the words. Fraud is fraud.
Right.
Whether it's 10 votes or 10 million votes, if it happened, then that means our electoral system is not the best in the world.
Exactly.
And by shining the spotlight on it, look, we're the gold standard. And we're the example for the rest of the world in terms of how elections are supposed to work and how democracy is supposed to, you know, unfold. And we're not doing that. And so what does that say to everybody else that it's okay to cheat in a
exact
election?
Without a doubt. Well, this is the problem, and it becomes a systemic issue. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Rick Gates is with us. Our conversation continues after this. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, our president last night put out a tweet and directed the director of the NSA to go ahead and start the transition. Of course, the mainstream media was, you know, they were popping champagne, thinking, well, this is, a near concession, you know, coming from the president of the United States. You know, Rick Gates, the thing that was disgusting is part of the reason or part of the motivation for Donald Trump to do this is because here, this woman, she's getting threats. Death threats. I mean, what is it with the Democrats? I mean, they don't get their way. They pitch a fit. They're not happy enough just to pitch a fit. I mean, they'll kill you. They'll take you out. They'll threaten you. They'll threaten your family. They'll dox you. They need some sort of psychological therapy here. This is not the way to get along.
Well, it's a sad commentary on the way that they are perceiving things to unfold. And if you look at this, Donald Trump is not doing anything that is not permitted in the Constitution as it pertains to this election. Mm-hmm. Everything's on a timeline. Just because we don't have a winner the night of election doesn't mean somebody else gets to go out and declare themselves the winner, exactly. As Joe Biden did. And so when you peel back the layers, you know, on this, there's plenty of time. He has ample, you know, options to challenge these results. And to your point, you know, anybody that seems to support him or side with him on any particular issue is branded one of many names. That's mm-hmm. not how government works in our country, and that's not how we treat people as human beings. We got to put, you know, we got to take it's just unbelievable that people would allow their political emotions to enwrap themselves so much that they would actually target or demean another human being. I mean, exactly. There's nothing called for with respect to Emily Murphy at the GSA. She was doing her job. She exactly. said, I'm not a Trump, you know, a wholehearted Trump supporter. I'm following the letter of the law, which is exactly what she was doing.
Right, exactly. And, of course, there are some in the Biden administration associated with Biden that are saying, hey, look, if we want the names of all these people, we're collecting names, seeing who's been naughty or nice, and we're going to make sure that they never work in this city again or if they ever find a job. I mean, you know, words like that, I mean, to that deal, it's all part of the cancel culture that the Democrats have, become black belts. They become 10-degree black belts in effectiveness. But and this is what's so galling about Republicans, as you said earlier. You know, Republicans, in a sense, are just, for the most part, fair-minded. We want to get along. We want to do what's right for our families and our country. But, you see, where it stops right there, though, because as soon as it gets to power and control is the drug of choice for the Democratic Party. And that's really what's driving them. Rick, your book, Wicked Game, An Insider Story on How Trump Won, Mueller Failed, and America Lost, you're probably already starting on Wicked Game number 2, and that's the opposite side of that same coin, right?
Absolutely. I probably could write another 5 books from all the diabolical tactics I've seen, in this election, from the Democrats.
Well, we're going to need it, Rick, because the mainstream media isn't going to do it. They're not going to report on this. And you have the inside take. You understand the nuance and all this, and you can lay it out for the people and give us time. I mean, unlike the legal team for the president, where the clock is ticking, and until they find, some huge threat, as Alan Dershowitz put it, that, demonstrates a wholesale perspective here that will change hundreds of thousands of votes. I mean, we're dancing until the clock runs out. And many people are going to be very frustrated because they see the retail aspect. They see the cheating that is obvious, but it is not clear enough for the courts to say, okay, we are going to make a wholesale change here.
Well, and remember, the courts are not looking for the truth. They're looking for process. So I'll give you a perfect example. In Pennsylvania, the recent case that went before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, where there were clear violations of filing ballots. The court mm-hmm. even admitted it. However, they didn't want to disenfranchise. So they said, in the future, it might help if we make sure that people, put their date and put their signature on the ballot envelope. So what do we do with that? That is a clear indication that the law was violated, but the mm-hmm. court is not upholding the law. They're just saying, okay, here's a fix for next time. Well, right. That's not how America works. That's not how elections in America are supposed to work. So when you see this type of action taking place, you know, to your earlier point, you're absolutely right. People will do anything to hold on and retain power or to grab power. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. I mean, it's very unfortunate that, you know, when all is said and done, that, you know, Donald Trump is going to be 1,000% right about yes. electoral fraud. Unfortunately, he just doesn't have enough time to be able to prove it all before the elections are certified. If he had, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. But that is the unfortunate part. And look, that is part of the game, right? That is understanding your opponent and knowing that you need to be, you know, in a position to battle what they're going to do. And they pulled out every stop. I mean, it's not by
accident
that the majority of their fraud were mail-in ballots.
Yeah, we don't think in terms of people being this diabolical. Although Trump did warn everybody, and there was enough empirical evidence and studies to this fact, and we're realizing what happened, and we're also realizing that in a democracy, it requires courage. It really does to be able to say, look, this is the Constitution, this is what's happened, because if you turn your back or you say, okay, well, it really wasn't going to make a difference, as you and I were talking before, it does make a difference, because it's that little bit of leaven that goes out into the political bloodstream that tells Republicans, it tells Democrats, especially, they can get away with it, in much the same way as to what happened, that ruling that came down, I think it was yesterday, regarding Rand Paul. He and his wife, they were attacked by these people that are coming out after the Trump campaign, and or I think it was the announcement for Amy Coney Barrett, and they were coming back and they were attacked, and the district attorney says, no harm, no foul, you know, let it go. Wait a minute. You accosted a senator, and you threatened, you put he and his wife in peril. A police officer was injured protecting them, and you let him get off. Well, what does that say? And what has that been saying in terms of lawlessness and why lawlessness continues to run rampant in the streets of America today?
Well, look, I thought it was very telling, you know, the night of the election and into the next morning. You know, even when it seemed that Donald Trump was winning, you didn't see Republicans out of the street protesting. Even as the results started changing and the vote count started coming in, you didn't see any, you know, massive displays of violence by Republicans or Republican groups. And I think that, you know, was very telling in terms of the way that we look at the elections and the way that we, you know, treat the election.
Well, look at the streets that were boarded up. What cities, started putting up, board in their windows to protect the businesses?
That was predominantly Democratic cities.
Exactly.
Where absolutely, like, violent groups wanted to make their mark. And as we now know, they were targeting, you know, businesses owned by their own voters, you know, yeah. by their own supporters. And that's a sad commentary on where elections has taken us. But look, that's important to point out, because neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden, whoever, you know, ultimately wins, is going to unite the country. So this talk that
exactly.
Joe Biden's out there, or we're going to unite the country. No, you're not. 74 million people didn't want you as president. You know, that's not an over,
and real people, not a bunch of phony harvested ballots or other things that you came up with. I mean, Rick, were you aware of the report we got yesterday? Was that there were thousands of ballots, not hundreds of thousands, but thousands of ballots that came into the polling stations that weren't even folded. How is that possible?
Oh, yeah, people dropping them off.
I'm saying there's no crease in there. There was no original crease or folding in these ballots. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it tells me there's fraud.
Yeah, it tells you. And by the way, that oval was perfectly marked, and it was only for the president. Could it possibly come off a printing machine?
Yeah, and fortunately, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Unfortunately, I don't know if we're going to have enough time to do it before the election has to be certified, and that's going to be the key, is to make sure, obviously, that this never happens again, and the president was dead on right assessment of it.
Well, there is the movement out there to stop the steal, but the steal will continue if we really don't take a stand. And, Rick, I look forward to your follow-up book, Wicked Game 2, The Other Side of the Coin That We Just Experienced. Rick Gates, the former deputy campaign chairman for Trump. Thank you, Rick. Take care, buddy.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Trump administration has begun sending out stimulus payments of up to $600 to millions of Americans. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the government would begin the process of mailing out paper checks today as lawmakers continue to argue over the $2,000 payments for Americans making less than $75,000 a year. A San Bernardino police officer was wounded Tuesday afternoon while attempting to arrest a homicide suspect in Southern California. The suspect later died after an exchange of gunfire. Police officers were trying to arrest the homicide suspect when the shooting occurred. The suspect was wanted in connection with the slaying that occurred earlier this year. The fugitive accused of opening fire on a Pennsylvania police officer while handcuffed was caught Tuesday following a 9-day manhunt. U.S. Marshals captured Kobe Francis in an apartment complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia around 6 p.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And joining us now, John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump, who served the United States Ambassador to the United Nations from 2005 to 2006, spent many years of his career in public service, held high-level positions in the administrations of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, as well as George Bush. The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir from John Bolton, former National Security Advisor of the United States. Ambassador, I think the only thing that's missing from the cover is maybe, an image of your mustache, because that seemed to be, part of the issue. I mean, it's just me. I don't know. I thought a mustache is missing from the cover.
Well, I'm not a design artist, but I'll pass that back to him for the next edition.
Well, for what it's worth. Well, when Donald Trump got elected president, you saw this for yourself as an opportunity. I mean, you're a conservative, you're a Republican, you got a Republican administration, and you're assessing your skill set with the needs of this incoming president and outsider, and you thought, I can help here, I can be of service again, right?
That was exactly the approach I took, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And so you went through a lot of screening with Donald Trump. I mean, he liked you, even though, you know, we mentioned the mustache, a little sidebar on that, and they can read about that in the book. But he liked you. He saw you as a smart guy, and you just could not get out of his mind. I mean, he couldn't. He wanted you to be in a position of as a deputy. You said, no, that's not for me. As you put it, you said you didn't want a membership card. You wanted the keys. You wanted to be able to drive.
Well, I felt that in the conversations I had with Donald Trump, and I lay them out in the book during the transition, really before the election, during the transition, during his first year in office, he said time and time again, you know, he had watched me on Fox News for almost 10 years before the election, and I've been accused of a lot of things over the years. I've never been accused of being shy about expressing my views, and I did, and he watched them. So, you know, we talked about, for example, the disagreement we had over Iraq, although also the agreement we had that Obama had made a terrible decision in withdrawing all American forces in 2011. So that no advisor and his president ever agree on 100% of the things. And I fully understood that I was the advisor, the national security advisor, not the national security decision maker. But I went in feeling that there was the president had to know what I believed in, having watched me for 10 years on Fox, and I appreciate him doing that, right. So that I believed I really could make a contribution.
What did you understand going into this about Donald Trump's management style?
Well, I didn't know that much, frankly. I hadn't never worked for him. I didn't work for him during the campaign, or I hadn't been in business with him. I'd heard a lot of stories, but I had heard other stories from people who had been in business deals with him. Some talked about the chaos. Others said, you know, he knew his numbers, he knew the papers, he knew the terms under discussion. So I didn't believe that things were as bad as many of his critics said, that he was disorganized, he didn't focus, he had a short attention span. And I believed it would be possible to work on it. And I recount the sort of learning that, in fact, all of those sorts of things were characteristic. There was not a consistency and a determination to carry through on policies over a sustained period, which certainly in the national security field, I think, is essential to protecting American national interest.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the reason I reference his personality style and his management style is that a quick read of Myers-Briggs would help you understand that he's an ENTJ. He's a classic ENTJ. And if you read the descriptors on that characterization, it really lays out, you know, that he's the classic quote unquote commander, as some would identify it. Some would say he's the classic CEO type, and all the attributes that go along with it. That might have saved you some, you know, probably some challenges in dealing with his style, because to want the keys, he's the kind of person that controls the keys, and here it is, you saying, look at, so that was kind of an uphill battle. And then going into the administration, you observed, as you said, the chaos that was going on. I mean, the chaos so much so that James Comey took advantage of it, and that's how he was able to kind of snag Mike Flynn, right?
Well, look, I thought that all of this could be overcome. I thought that during the transition, you know, they threw out all the work that Chris Christie had done in the pre-transition phase, started over again. I didn't think they got off to a great start in the beginning months of the administration, but I thought it could be corrected. And John Kelly and others said, you're kidding yourself if you think it can be corrected. Ultimately, that turned out to be true. But nonetheless, I think that it's important for people to think about what the implications are in a second term, because the one consistent theme, and there is a consistent theme, is Donald Trump getting reelected. And once that necessity is taken away, once he is reelected, if he wins the election, I think conservatives in particular should ask, so what comes next? If you don't have that guardrail, what do you have?
And I think that's why conservatives are saying, what's the vision for the second administration, right?
I think that's right. I think it's an important question. I'm not very happy about the choices that, I've been a lifelong conservative since I handed out leaflets for Barry Goldwater in 1964. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden for philosophical reasons. But there's no conservative Republican on the ballot.
Well, this has been, a difficult decision for you to release this book right before the election, knowing full well that this could have an impact on who gets elected, because the choice right now is between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Yeah, look, a lot of people are from the Trump administration are releasing or have released books, Sarah Sanders, Sean Spicer, Matt Whitaker. In the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton and Secretary of Defense Bob Gates wrote books during the administration. It's very common. And, if you can't talk about the character of a president during a presidential campaign, I'm not sure what the best time to do that ever is.
Exactly. How dangerous is China and North Korea?
They're very grave threats. Look, I think China is the existential threat of the 21st century to the United States. We need a coherent strategy, not the on-again, off-again approach that President Trump has taken. North Korea, in a way, is the more immediate threat because after playing with us for the last 2 years, they've continued to make progress on nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. This is the world's only hereditary communist dictatorship. Think about that if you want to think about how strange it is. Them having nuclear weapons is a threat to the United States.
Well, they seem to be a loose cannon, and now that Kim Jong-un seems to be more in the shadows and his sister stepping up, boy, there's a lot that we don't know, and anything could happen there quite quickly, right?
It's a very dangerous situation for us, for Japan, for South Korea, and I think we've wasted a lot of time over the past 2 years.
What about Russia?
Russia's economy is very weak, especially with the price of oil the way it is, but it's got the largest nuclear weapons arsenal in the world. Vladimir Putin plays a weak hand very, very well, and they are a threat to us in a lot of different places around the world.
Do you believe the president should have been impeached?
If I had been in the Senate, I probably would have voted in favor of it, but I think the Democrats made a complete mess of it. I think they committed impeachment malpractice. They pushed Republicans away. They gave up the chance for any kind of bipartisanship. I'm not sure if I had testified would have made any difference whatever.
How about the issue of leaks in this administration? I mean, he's had more leaks than I think maybe all the presidents in the modern era. What is going on with leaks in this administration?
You know, I don't know that you can compare it to other administrations and conclude it's worse. And I think the president does a lot of his own leaking. It was common gossip in the West Wing that he talked to a number of reporters and told them things that even those who would have wanted to leak against him in the administration didn't dare to say.
Well, John Bolton, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir from the former National Security Advisor of the United States of America. Thank you for being with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, we are honored right now to have with us the United States Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, joins us now. Mr. Secretary, thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here with us.
Bill, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, how exciting for you, just about a year on the job now?
That's exactly right, just about a year. I'll be a year in April. And it's tremendously fun to be out here at the SHOT Show. Interior manages about 1 in 5 acres of land in the United States. And we have a lot of folks who use that land to recreate, to hunt, to fish, to do recreational shooting. And so we're out here looking at some stuff today and visiting with folks.
Well, and the thing that's so cool, as you say, the people that respect the land and honor the land, yes, some are many are gun owners and very responsible. And, of course, we saw what happened in Virginia yesterday, which I think was an excellent testimony of the responsibility of the Second Amendment patriots.
Well, let's be clear. The left has gone over the cliff, and you know the hysteria we heard compared to a bunch of people saluting the flag, showing some pride in America, getting out and having a peaceful celebration. I saw the same hysteria when the president decided to hold a speech on the monument at Lincoln and do the 4th of July celebration. Yeah. The left said, oh, the world's going to fall apart, and the president gave a wonderful speech. We had a wonderful 4th of July, best ever, most accessible, and these people just need to get a grip.
Mr. Secretary, I think, you look back, and as you say, the way the media has hijacked this thing, I think President Trump's responsible for starting, I think, 7 world wars now.
Absolutely.
If it's not declaring Jerusalem as the capital. Capitol. I mean, it's one thing after another, and what his leadership is doing is it's causing our allies in other countries to step up.
We have a president who fundamentally believes in the wisdom of the American people, and what he is doing is he says, look, I think this is the right thing to do. It makes sense. You take the capital of moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and you would think the sky had fallen. Several presidents said they were going to do it and didn't. We have a guy in the White House right now who is keeping the promises he made to the American people, and he's delivering results. Today is 3 years and one day into his administration. And if you were to say, if you took a snapshot of today and said, trade deals renegotiated, tax reform implemented, deregulation happening, booming economy, commitments kept, and went back to the day of inauguration and said, how would you feel if all these things were happening? People would have said, that's impossible.
Exactly.
And it's not only not impossible, it's a daily occurrence with this president, and it doesn't get the credit it should get. He's amazing.
Right. As my old mentor used to say, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. I think at last count there's over 300 promises that the president has fulfilled. You tell me what administration has come close to anything like this.
I had some folks from North Dakota visiting with me the other day, and they said, we couldn't believe it. A cabinet secretary came in, told them there was a problem, and 6 weeks later there was a fix. And I said, well, it's not very surprising, because all you got to know is that my boss expects results.
Exactly.
He's not expecting me to have a meeting, leave the meeting, and not do anything.
Well, my hope is after he gets reelected in a resounding sort of way in 2020, in the end of this year, that as he's focused on jobs, because what I've heard repeatedly from others like yourself, Mr. Secretary, the president always says, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? What I would love to hear from the president, you can tell him this for me, is I want to hear him say, how are we doing on the deficit? How are we doing on the deficit?
I think he'll be there. I think he's, you would be shocked I've seen him come down pretty hard on people about not being frugal, and we're getting that message loud and clear, and I think you're going to see movement in that direction. At the same time, I think he fundamentally believed that we needed to restore our military, made that investment decision, and I think that we're headed in the right direction there.
Well, and the thing is about this, Mr. Secretary, is that you have a situation where the military serves Republicans, Democrats, it serves all Americans, but yet there had to be a quid pro quo with the Democrats in order to get
that
the money for the
that
military.
That was the whole thing. You're exactly right. They held everything hostage. And this president gets it. And look, he has made tremendous strides. And I feel, we've saved the savings we have, even in Interior from deregulation, is extraordinary on the burden that's lifting from the American economy. And we're seeing the growth in the economy in the places that have benefit working Americans. And for me, walk down a street in a town and look at how many help wanted notices you see in establishments, windows. This is something that's not happened in my adult lifetime. And it's transformational, and it's happening because a guy had a vision that said, free us from overregulation.
Well, the other thing that's exciting for me is that what the president did was he put America back to work. He took the boot of regulation off the throats of productive people. Look at the happiness ratio in this country because of that.
You're exactly right about that. And, you look at our founding and you say, it comes down to freedom. It comes down to liberty. It comes down to opportunity. And it comes down to the government being responsible, but not being in people's way.
Exactly. And we've been saying on the show repeatedly, Mr. Secretary, that the filtering question that all Americans should ask, especially at the ballot box, is it going to add or take away from my liberties? Is this
actually
person...
I think that is a great message, because that fundamentally should be the standard an American asks. Mm-hmm. And the conflict the contrast between where the president stands and everybody else on the spectrum is dramatic in answering that question.
Well,
he is for freedom fundamentally.
Exactly. For all.
For all.
And justice for all. See,
that's
this
right.
Is the other thing we've talked about, is when people talk about justice and it's only for a people group, that doesn't work.
It
has
right.
to be justice for all, which
no,
is what he's
justice business is colorblind.
Yes, exactly.
That's the reality.
Well, and also, you know, we look at what the president has done recently with Iran and how the allies now, you know, you've got EU nations stepping up and going, yeah, we need to take another look at the JCPOA.
Well, just look at what they did, what he's done with NATO contributions.
Yes.
You know, they said never, we're never going to pay. Well, they're all paying, and he is pushing it. And let me tell you, when that is happening at the top, it fundamentally begins to move the government in ways that are suddenly serving the people. He's a customer service president, and that's amazing.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with the United States Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhard. We're honored to have him here with us at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. What is your vision for the Second Amendment? What's happening? I mean, we had the event yesterday in Virginia that was quite telling. And, you know, these blue states where these governors and these local authorities are trying to put inordinate pressure. It's attacking our Second Amendment right. And we've got pushback now from citizens saying, hey, look, we're going to become a sanctuary state for Second Amendment.
Well, I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I do a lot of shooting. And I fundamentally believe that people will reject this craziness. And that's what it is. And what you saw yesterday was law-abiding folks coming out and saying, enough, enough. And the wisdom of the American people is there. They want common sense approaches. They want if you're going to misuse a gun, you're going to pay a penalty.
That's right, exactly.
If you're not responsible, you're going to pay a penalty. If you're not capable, those are all legitimate things. But they are not going to allow our freedoms to be taken away. And you don't get to pick and choose these freedoms. The Bill of Rights is crystal clear. The courts are crystal clear. The president is crystal clear. And these states will get the message.
Well, Secretary Bernhard, we as, you know, those of us who grew up with guns, we understand that. We were taught accordingly. But the media would not want us to believe. The narrative would want us to believe like we're haphazard and we're uncaring of
right.
The responsibility that gun ownership is inherent with.
See, I think what you said there about responsibility being inherent is correct. I think that for a great many things, we need to recognize that our behavior individually across the board is where responsibility lies. And it doesn't require the state to be involved in every single facet of our life. That's not what freedom is. That's not what liberty is. And that's certainly not what our founders were thinking about when they crafted the Constitution.
We got about a minute left, Mr. Secretary. As we wrap things up, I want to give you the opportunity to cast your vision as Secretary Interior of what you want the constituencies, American citizens, to see and understand what your vision married up with the president's.
Well, what I want your listeners to know is that we deeply care about ensuring that we have public lands that people can access and enjoy, and they get a great visitation experience. And we want folks to go out and use those lands, enjoy those lands, love those lands. It's good for America, and it's good for individual Americans to get out and do that.
And it's our responsibility to be good stewards
Absolutely.
Of this land, right?
Absolutely. It comes with, you know, territory. You pack it in, you can pack it out. It's pretty simple.
Exactly. Mr. Secretary, thank you again so much for your time. We appreciate you stopping by.
Bill, thanks for having us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.